From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, jobs, plenty of them.
There are jobs. Now, we know the labour market surged through the second quarter of the year, and that's feeding into the sort of bigger picture that the RBNZ is considering. But and I guess one of the features of today's government announcement on the border should be of interest is how some of the more acute specific industry shortages could be resolved by easing of border controls. But as I say, that should be one of the features. Anyway, we had the big data drop for the labour market last week, Mike. We had those quarterly numbers from Stats New Zealand to the end of June. But you've got to ask the question, has the jobs market got momentum? Well, I'll give you the answer to that. Yesterday, we had the release of the BNZ Seek Employment Report. So this is data for July, and the heat in the labour market is still clearly evident. So job adds up a further 1.7% in July. And the thing is, Mike, they're very broad-based. It's not just one sector. It's not just construction. And these numbers, they accelerated in June. So they were strong in June. So that lifted again. They got another leg up in July. And to give you an idea of the strength in the labour market, this data series is now 27% higher than it was pre-COVID.
Wow.
So as the authors of this say, that's more than just a rebound. So the stimulus in the economy, the lack of supply is really cranking these numbers up.
Interesting. Talk to me about interest rates.
Yeah, look, Mike, so many of these issues are interrelated. So the economy is not just a set of sort of disconnected parts. It's an integrated ecosystem that has to be viewed as a whole. It has to be understood as a whole. Now, everyone's worried about interest rates here in New Zealand at the moment, but the fear, it isn't being felt the same way globally. So I'm just going to try and give you a little taste of how the professional market players are looking at interest rates at the moment. So interest rates always a factor, more topical than ever right now. And recent economic data has shifted perception of monetary policy and of rates in New Zealand. So those expectations of that official cash rate increases have rippled through the local market. Thing is, the wholesale rates, Mike, for longer term bonds, that's sort of 5 to 10 years, they've shifted up, but nowhere near as dramatically as shorter term rates. So think of 1 or 2 years. So this, in the wholesale market at the moment, the 1 year rate, what we call the swap rate, that's now 1.08%, but that has more than doubled in the last couple of months. And what this means, Mike, here's a reality check for you. Go back to late 2019. That 1 year rate that I'm talking about, that was trending down towards 1%. Where was the 1 year fixed mortgage rate at that point? It was sitting between, these are numbers from the RBNZ, 4.25 to 4.5. Now the 1 year wholesale interest rate, that's what I'm talking about, similar to where it was in late 2019, just over 1%. The 1 year mortgage rate, using the same data series from the RBNZ, is at 3.39, and you can actually probably go out and borrow at 2.5 if you want. So the point here, Mike, is there is real, I'm talking real, upside risk around short-term fixed mortgage rates as we move into a tightening cycle for the official cash rate. So nobody should be surprised when we see fixed-term mortgage rates starting moving, and they could move up easily over, you know, the next little while. They could move quite a lot.
Mm.
So nobody should be surprised at that. And we are seeing some weird things going on. We're seeing, you know, the long-term rates in the US have actually fallen since March. You know, their 10-year rate fell from about 1.75 down to under 1.2. So the thing a lot of the professional are trying to figure out at the moment is how do we deal with divergent monetary policies. Monetary policy going one way in the US, say, and a different way in New Zealand. It has real implications for the currencies.
Yes.
Could push our currency quite a lot higher. That's not good for exporters.
All right, mate, what are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow Jones, 35,463. It's up about 200 points. That's quite good. About 0.6%. The S&P 500, 4444. Up 7 points. The NASDAQ, 14,740. That's down 48 points at the moment. The FTSE 100 gained 59 overnight, 7,220, about 0.8% rise. The Nikkei, 28,070, up 182. Shanghai Composite gained 3 points yesterday, 3,532. The ASX 200, they gained 0.29%, closing at 7,584. And we lost 16 points in the NZX 50. We closed at 12,748. On the currency markets, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar, a bit stronger this morning. We'll get you 0.7051 US, 0.9553 Aussie, 0.6001 euros, 0.5081 pounds, 77.83 yen. Gold, $1,752.91. And Brent crude, $71.41.
You have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, JMAWealth.co.nz.